The University of Southern Maine's moving forward with a plan to change its name in an effort to attract more students. Willis Ryder Arnold has that story.
The idea to rename the school was floated last year by USM President Glenn Cummings. He says USM officials have decided to continue exploring the potential change to the University of Maine, Portland.
The question is, why are you doing it? And the number one reason is we don't actually have a business plan that's sustainable. We actually will be struggling with demographic decline for the next 10 years.
The idea to rename the school was floated last year by USM President Glenn Cummings. He says USM officials have decided to continue exploring the potential change to the University of Maine, Portland. In a presentation to reporters, school officials released polling indicating that the Gorham campus's proximity to Portland will attract more students from outside the state and also get the attention of high school guidance counselors. The change was roundly criticized by State Senator Bill Diamond, a USM alum, in a Portland Press Herald op-ed last week. President Cummings says some critics fail to recognize that the school has changed its name before.
I smile a little bit at it in the sense they say, well, you know, we've always been this name. I'm thinking, no. When my grandmother graduated in 1927 from the Gorham Normal School, we've had six name changes in 90 years.
The school's polling also indicates that 57% of current students and 66% of alumni oppose the name change. One student, Ryder Colwaite, is open to the idea.
It's not that much difference. I think including Portland is a good idea for how much Portland's changing and gentrifying and becoming way too expensive to live in. I guess it'd be a good move to get more people to recognize where we are instead of just saying Southern Maine.
School officials hope to hold several community dialogue events throughout the spring. After that, the change would need to be approved by the Board of Trustees, with the aim of seeking legislative approval shortly thereafter. This timeline projects an effective name change in summer or fall of 2021. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.